ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, as a reminder, we discussed Imam Khomeini's style of teaching in brief. We said that he was very humble in hearing to the criticism of his students and also encouraged them to have a critical spirit rather than accepting what is taught very easily. However, he would never let anyone waste the time of the class for trivial and lengthy debates. It is vital for teaching to have three features to be effective. First, teaching should be based on a specific aim. The teacher should know what he is seeking and where he wants to reach. Secondly, there should be a reciprocal relation between the teacher and the student. Unilateral teaching and monologue is rarely effective and fruitful. The student should be involved in the course of teaching. Thirdly, the teacher should provide easy and suitable opportunities for learning to enable the student to learn the material in the easiest way. Experts of education have divided teaching's techniques into four categories. The first technique is teaching based on direct conveying of information. The second technique is based on interaction and involvement. The third one is problem-oriented, and the fourth one is individual teaching. Although it is not simple to refer one of these techniques over others, experts maintain that the interactive technique is the best and most successful method. The interactive technique is characterized by active teaching. In this method, the activity of the learner or student is highly emphasized. This is why it is also called active method technique. In other words, the student has a very active role in class. He or she participates in discussions and raises his or her view on various issues, trying to solve problems. He or she gathers experiences from the teacher and is guided by the teacher. The teacher does not behave as a superior authority, but as a guide and director. This method leads to thriving of creativity and talents of students rather than bringing up lethargic and passive students. Imam Khomeini's method of teaching was very active and discussion-oriented. Late Ayatollah Muhammad Hadi Ma'rifat said, "When the Imam raised an issue for discussion, both Arab and non-Arab ulema would come. Imam Khomeini would let them debate. Some would say that he hadn't had this method in Qom and had started it in Najaf. He would allow debates in public sessions. Sometimes the Imam himself would participate in the discussion so that even students like me could debate with him. But if there was a debate among friends, he would keep silent and listen unless when his opinion was asked. Then he would participate in the debate. His method was quite honorable and vital for us." Dear listeners, one of the factors that make classes non-interactive is the scientific vanity of the teacher. Scientific vanity prevents active participation of students in scientific debates and blocks the way of progress. According to all of his classmates and students, Imam Khomeini was devoid of any scientific vanity, and this had made his classes the most active classes among seminaries. Ayatollah Qadiri says, "The imam would show no negative reaction to good words. He was never seen to have scientific vanity towards his knowledge. He would say, maybe this is correct, maybe that is correct." Late Ayatollah Abdul Karim Musavi Ardabili said, "Imam Khomeini never had scientific vanity. In his books, he would not use phrases or words to denote that he had plunged in scientific vanity to have the connotation that nobody could understand as much as he could." Dear friends, Imam Khomeini was a good listener to the audience of his words, especially those who would object his words and writings. Late Ayatollah Abbas Ali Zanjani said, "Anyone who talked at the imam's class, even the young students who were raising an objection, the imam would give them opportunity and would listen to them. This would train the students in this way. I have seen this characteristic in Imam Khomeini's class and even his ordinary dealings. When someone wanted to tell him something, he would listen to him exactly and with full attention." Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, used to teach in a way to bring up his students self-confident. Ayatollah Mazahiri says, "The Prophet of Islam would behave with his companions in a way that each of them thought that he was the dearest for him. Imam Khomeini was like this in his teaching. He would regard his students with high esteem so that their talents would flourish. He would accept a good word and thank for it." Ayatollah Muwahhidi Kermani says, "Imam Khomeini taught in Masjid-e-Azam, that is the great mosque in Qom. At the end of the class, he would sit for a while and people would gather around him. I raised the objection that I had in my mind. The imam was silent for a short while. Then he said, 'I have to think.' This is very humble. In these cases, professors usually give an answer immediately so that their scientific status is not hurt before the student. But the imam showed humbleness and said, 'I have to think.'" Dear listeners, next time we will continue this discussion.